right, let's dive into Leo season. Summertime, you know. Makes you feel, I don't know, bolder? Like ready to be in the spotlight?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Maybe it's all the sunshine. Maybe it's just being outside more.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's that Leo season energy that we're going to talk about.
Totally.
So we found this article called When Does Leo Season Start? Unveil What This Fire Sign Brings You.
Okay.
And it's from a website called Discover the Secrets of the Celestial Jungle.
Wow.
: Master Your Leo Destiny.
That's
our source material today.
An adventure. And you know, you're so right. There really is like a tangible energy shift when the sun moves into Leo.
Yeah.
This article calls it an invitation to like tap into our inner lion, embrace creativity, step into the spotlight, all that.
I like that. So, okay, when exactly does this cosmic spotlight land on us?
So typically, Leo season roars in around July 23rd, lasts till like August 22nd. But, you know, astrology, there's always little wiggle room, like in 2024 starts a day earlier.
Oh, really?
On the 22nd.
So mark those calendars. But I guess it's less about the specific dates and more just about that energy shift.
Totally.
That happens during this time. What can we actually expect when the sun's in Leo?
Well, this article really emphasizes like embracing your inner performer.
Uh-huh.
It even suggests things like karaoke, stand-up comedy, that kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
So stepping outside your comfort zone, expressing yourself in a bold way, maybe even unexpected ways.
Okay, interesting. So it's not just about like feeling confident. It's about actively putting yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like Leo season is giving us permission to shine.
Yes.
Be a little more daring, a little more, I guess, authentic.
Yeah, that authenticity is key.
Yeah.
Because this article also talks about using this time for like personal growth, self-discovery.
Okay.
So it's like Leo season is illuminating those parts of ourselves that we maybe usually keep hidden.
Yeah.
And encouraging us to be like, hey, world, this is me.
Share it with the world.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, that's both exciting, but could be a little intimidating for some people.
For sure, for sure.
Depending on your personality, I guess.
Yeah.
So how does this Leo energy, as the article calls it, how does it affect each sign?
Well, the article gets very specific about that. Yeah. So starting with those fire signs, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius.
Yeah.
They get like a supercharge of energy and enthusiasm, romance, creative expression, pursuing passions, all that fire energy.
So for Aries, rules by Mars, planet of action, does that mean their creativity is just going crazy during Leo season?
It could be like a really good time to express themselves through art or like take on a daring new project or something.
That sounds like a passionate and exciting time.
Yeah.
What about Sagittarius, our adventurous Sagittarians?
Always on the move.
What about them?
Well, the article suggests Sagittarians will be like embarking on journeys of inspiration and fun. So travel, new experiences, maybe even taking like a creative risk or two.
Yeah.
Love it. It's all about expanding their horizons, embracing joy, which is, you know, already a strong theme for Sagittarius.
Right. Now for those grounded earth signs.
Mm-hmm.
Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn.
Yes.
How do they deal with all this fiery, expressive energy?
You know, it's interesting. The article acknowledges that earth signs might feel a little overwhelmed.
Yeah, that makes sense.
By Leo's boldness. But it also suggests they can actually use this time to find, like, grounding and stability.
Oh,
for Capricorns, you know, all about structure, organization, Leo season could be a good time to, like, reassess their goals, get things in order so they can better embrace those bursts of creativity when they come.
That's a great point. It's like they're building a foundation for all this growth.
Exactly.
Which makes sense for Capricorn's practical nature.
Yeah.
What about Virgos? Attention to detail, love of analysis. What about them?
The article suggests Virgos might find some peace in like contemplative practices, meditation, kind of a way to balance out that energetic whirlwind of Leo season.
Find some quiet.
Yeah, quiet the mind, connect with their inner voice.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah.
And then Taurus, our sensual Taurians.
Yes.
Love, comfort, and connection.
Yes.
What do they do during Leo season?
For Taurians, it's all about strengthening those bonds with friends and family.
Okay.
So Leo season's warmth can inspire them to, you know, nurture those relationships, find joy in those shared experiences.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that even with all this focus on self-expression, connection is still super important.
Yeah, that makes sense. So even though Leo season might push them a bit outside their comfort zone, each earth sign
totally
can find their footing.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on to the air signs.
Okay.
Gemini, Libra, Aquarius.
Yeah, yes.
They thrive on connection, communication, so I imagine this is their time to shine.
Oh, yeah. Air signs are all about ideas, socializing, expressing themselves in, like, dynamic ways.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Leo season really resonates with them. Article suggests a surge in social activity and connection.
Okay.
For Geminis, you know, our social butterflies,
yes.
Jam-packed calendar,
totally.
Like filled with gatherings, new people.
They're probably the ones organizing all the Leo season parties.
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
And then for Libras, all about harmony and balance.
Yes.
Leo season is all about partnerships for them.
Okay.
So they might be drawn to collaborative projects, seeking deeper connections.
I could definitely see that, yeah. And are independent Aquarians always marching to the beat of their own drum?
Yes.
How are they affected by this kind of extroverted energy?
That's an interesting one. So the article acknowledges that Aquarians might face some relationship challenges during this time. You know, they can be fiercely independent,
right.
Might resist that urge to conform.
Yeah.
But it also presents an opportunity for them to practice teamwork.
Okay.
Adaptability.
Yeah. So even amidst potential conflict, there's an opportunity to grow.
Exactly, yeah. Communicate more openly, creative solutions, all of that.
That's important. All right, finally, let's talk about our water signs. Cancer, Scorpio, yeah. Pisces,
okay.
Known for their deep emotions and sensitivity.
Yes.
How does all this bold, expressive energy of Leo season
right.
impact them?
It might seem counterintuitive, but the article encourages water signs to use this time to dive into their emotions.
Okay.
Practice introspection.
So for Cancers, deeply connected to their feelings, often putting others first.
Right.
Does this mean they need to?
This might mean creating space for themselves.
Okay.
Setting boundaries, really tuning into what they need.
To feel good.
To feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a reminder to prioritize their own well-being, especially during a time
yes.
when there's so much outward energy going on.
Exactly.
Okay. Scorpios, intensity and depth.
Mm-hmm.
How do they navigate this?
You know, the article doesn't specifically address Scorpio,
yeah.
but it suggests that all water signs can benefit from embracing, like, inner peace.
Yeah, finding ways to process those emotions.
Makes sense. And Pisces are dreamers, are intuitives.
Yeah.
What about them?
Well, the article suggests that Pisces can actually use Leo's energy to boost their productivity.
Okay.
Create habits that bring balance.
So it's about channeling that energy into action.
Exactly. Meaningful action, positive change.
Okay.
You know, focusing on creative projects, exploring spiritual practices, or just finding ways to bring their dreams to life.
So even for the water signs, there's a way to explore their inner depths
yeah.
and make positive strides during this time. It seems like this season really does impact everyone.
Totally.
Even if it's in subtle ways.
What's interesting is, you know, this article, while it's about astrology,
yeah.
it also touches on some themes that I think resonate with everyone. Yeah. You know, self-expression, confidence, personal growth.
That's all good stuff.
Those are qualities that I think we can all benefit from.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of universal themes, I want to dig into what this article says about love and career.
Oh. Going Leo season. It hinted at some pretty exciting possibilities.
It did.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah, it did. It's interesting how it connects, like, the confident energy of Leo season with that desire for deeper connection.
Yeah.
It suggests this is a time when people might feel more, I don't know, emboldened
mm-hmm.
to express their feelings or pursue, like, new romantic opportunities.
That makes sense. Because it's like that inner confidence spills over into relationships.
Exactly.
Makes you more willing to, like, be vulnerable.
Yeah.
More open to love.
And it's not just about romantic love either.
Right.
This energy can also, like, show up in platonic relationships.
Okay, yeah.
You know, strengthen bonds with friends and family, expressing appreciation.
So it's a great time to reach out, plan some fun outings, or
yeah,
just have those, like, deep conversations that can bring you closer.
Absolutely. Now, the article does get into some specifics about how this romantic energy
right.
might play out for different signs.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So, for example, for Aries, already known for their passion, their adventurous nature.
Right.
Leo season could bring, like, a whirlwind of romantic escapades,
ooh.
Lighthearted flirting, that kind of thing.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
What about Capricorns?
Oh, Capricorns. So they tend to be more reserved, cautious yeah. when it comes to love.
Present.
But Leo season might encourage them to you know, step out of their comfort zone a little bit.
Okay.
Be a little more vulnerable.
That's sweet. Letting their guard down.
Yeah.
And Aquarians?
Aquarians, valuing their independence, might find themselves, you know, grappling with some relationship challenges during this time.
So are you saying even amidst potential conflict, there's still opportunity to learn and grow together?
Exactly. Yeah. It's a chance to communicate more openly, find creative solutions.
Yeah.
Build relationships that honor, like, individual needs, but also shared goals.
That's so important. What about the Leos themselves?
Ah, the Leos.
Their own season.
So the article points out that Leos, being ruled by the sun, naturally radiate warmth and charisma.
Okay, yeah.
And this is, like, amplified during their season.
So they're just magnetic.
They might find themselves attracting admirers or feeling even more confident,
yeah,
alluring in their relationships.
Makes sense.
But, you know, it's not just about superficial attraction.
Right.
Leos crave deep, meaningful connection. They want partners who appreciate their big hearts, their zest for life.
Okay, so Leo season, grand romantic gestures, heartfelt conversations,
mm-hmm,
maybe some fireworks for the lions themselves.
Possibly, yeah. But, you know, it's important to remember that astrology is all about potentials and influences.
Right.
How any individual experiences Leo season is going to depend on, like, their unique birth chart, their personal circumstances.
Right, right. And to really understand that, it's helpful to think about the concept of a birth chart.
Yes.
Like a snapshot of the planets at the moment you were born.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're talking about, like, general trends and energies. But to get a truly personalized understanding,
yeah,
of how this might affect you,
really,
it's worth, you know, looking into your birth chart. It can reveal some really cool insights.
Awesome. Speaking of which, let's talk about careers.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to dive into what the article said,
okay,
about Leo season impacting our professional lives.
Mm.
It was really interesting how it talked about, like, career advancement, increased confidence at work.
Yes. The article suggests that the, like, bold and assertive energy of Leo season,
mm-hmm,
can really inspire people to, you know, take on new challenges, maybe pursue leadership roles, or just make bold moves in their careers.
So it's like the universe is giving us a push.
Yeah, a little cosmic nudge.
To go after what we want.
Exactly.
And it seemed particularly potent this year. It specifically mentioned that the 2024 Leo season will be especially good,
yes,
for hitting those major career milestones or seeking out growth.
Exactly. So if you've been thinking about asking for that raise, launching a new project, yeah,
maybe even making a career change, Leo season could be the time to do it.
Okay, so even if you're not making big changes,
right,
can it still bring benefits to your work life?
Yeah, the article suggests that it can bring a boost of confidence, clarity,
okay,
even in your current role.
So it helps you see your strengths, your talents more clearly.
Yeah.
And then you can shine in your current role.
And that confidence isn't just about, like, external validation.
Right.
It's about recognizing your own worth,
mm,
owning your accomplishment.
It's like embracing your inner lion, but not in an arrogant way.
No.
In a way that empowers you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But amidst all this career focus,
yeah,
the article does offer a little word of caution.
Yeah, it mentions something about office politics and, like, economic shifts and stuff.
Right. So it's a reminder that even with all this positive energy,
mm-hmm,
we still need to be realistic, navigate challenges wisely.
So it's about finding balance between assertiveness and, I guess, diplomacy.
Yeah.
Between going after what you want and being respectful. Exactly. And that ties back to that core message of Leo season.
Okay.
Embracing our inner strength and courage, even when faced with obstacles.
Even lions face challenges.
They do.
But they always rise to meet them.
Beautifully said. And that brings us to a really fascinating point that the article concludes with.
Okay.
The idea that we can carry these lessons and experiences of, yeah, Leo season with us throughout the year.
I love that. So it's not just about enjoying the summer sun.
Right.
It's about integrating those qualities, confidence,
yeah,
self-expression, personal growth into our lives.
Yes, on a deeper level.
That's a great takeaway.
It is.
Okay, before we get too philosophical here, there's one more section of this deep dive to explore.
Okay.
The FAQ section.
All right.
Which promises even more practical tips and insights into navigating Leo season.
I love a good FAQ.
Me too. I'm excited to see what's in there.
Yeah.
Welcome back to our Leo season deep dive. We're at the FAQ section now, which promises practical tips for, you know, making the most of this fiery time.
I always love FAQs because they like address those questions people might be thinking but don't want to ask. Makes it more relatable.
Totally, totally.
Yeah.
So let's get into it. First question is just the basics. When does Leo season actually start and end?
Right. So the article, it reminds us that typically it's around July 23rd, wraps up around August 22nd.
Yeah.
But like we said earlier, you know, there's a little wiggle room.
Yeah.
Well, like in 2024, it starts a day earlier.
Right. On the 22nd.
On the 22nd.
So always double check just in case the stars are like messing with us.
Right. Right.
Okay. Here's a question I think is on everyone's mind. What can we actually do during Leo season to like harness this energy?
The article encourages us to embrace activities that let us shine, show off our talents.
Yeah.
Specifically mentions karaoke, stand-up comedy.
Oh, fun.
You know, step out of that comfort zone.
Right, right.
Express yourself boldly.
So it doesn't have to be just those things.
No, no. It's about...
Right, like going to a concert, taking a dance class.
Exactly.
Even just dressing up and feeling great could be a way to tap into it.
Totally, yeah. Anything that feels aligned with that Leo spirit.
Yeah.
Creative, joyful,
yeah,
maybe a little glamorous.
Yeah, infuse your life with that Leo flair.
Exactly.
Okay, here's one I'm curious about.
Yeah.
How's Leo season going to affect my love life?
Right, the big question.
And everyone wants to know.
Well, the article suggests that during Leo season, there's often like an increased desire for romance, social interaction.
Okay.
It's a time when people might feel more drawn to, I don't know, exciting dates. Grand gestures, deepening those emotional connections.
So for single people, it could be a good time to, you know.
Yeah, push yourself out there.
Spark some new connections.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And for those already in relationships.
It's a chance to kind of infuse things with a little more passion and excitement.
Yeah, keep the spark alive.
Maybe plan a romantic getaway.
Yeah. Yeah, try something new together.
Exactly. Or just, you know, make an effort to really appreciate each other.
Right, have fun together.
Exactly.
Okay, let's talk careers.
Okay.
The article also talks about whether Leo season has any benefits for our professional lives.
Right. And like we said earlier, it definitely links it to like that increased confidence, clarity, potential for advancement.
So if you've been wanting a promotion, a new job, maybe even starting a business, now could be the time.
Yeah. The energy is there to support those ambitions.
Okay. And what if you're not looking for big changes?
Well, even then, Leo season can offer a boost of confidence, clarity in your current role.
It's like recognizing your talents, feeling empowered to share your ideas, take initiative.
Exactly.
Okay, last but not least, what are some practices we can do during Leo season to really make the most of this energy?
So the article's answer is actually pretty simple. Do things that recharge you.
Self-care.
Self-care, exactly. Right.
It always comes back to that.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
So, you know, trying new recipes, having a solo movie night, reading a good book, spending time in nature.
I love that.
It's about prioritizing those things that bring you joy, peace, connection with yourself.
It's a good reminder that, you know, even with all the focus on self-expression, achieving our goals, we still need to take care of ourselves.
Yeah. Recharge those batteries.
Exactly.
That's a perfect note to end our deep dive on, don't you think?
I think so. Yeah. So as we wrap up, we want to leave you with this. Whether you're an astrology expert or just starting to explore the cosmos, Leo season is an invitation to embrace your brilliance, express yourself authentically, and just live life with passion and joy.
And even though Leo season comes and goes, those qualities, courage, creativity, self-love, those are things we can carry with us all year round.
It's true. So go out there and shine brightly, everyone.
Yes.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep into the world around us.